Regulation 751, this is a public hearing. Most of the information has already been provided to you in your eval. We discussed this last month. FMAC last October, and a vote of 7-4 with 4 abstentions recommended to the commission that there should be no unattended gill net within 500 yards of shore's high water mark from Smith Island Light north of the Virginia-Maryland border from a period of June 1st to October 15th. Within the same motion, FMAC also recommended that a gill net be defined as unattended if the harvester is further than 1 mile from the net. Section 15 of this of the amended regulation has the definition for unattended gill net pursuant to FMAC's recommendation, and Section 20, subsection E, has the other language, which is on page 3 of your amended regulation, setting the time, June 1 through October 15th, the distance at 500 yards from the mean high water mark, and on the ocean side of Northampton, Accomack counties north of a line staff has designated as beginning at the southernmost point of Smith Island and thence extending due east to the 3 mile limit line up to Maryland. And on the map we have up here on the screen, it basically designates the area we're talking about from Smith Island north to the Maryland line. And this is a public hearing. Staff has had this item before FMAC twice, first for their original vote in October and again at the last meeting. We have received no changes from FMAC and we have received no public comment to date.
This is a public hearing. Does anybody want to speak? Nobody wants to speak. Public hearing. The public hearing is hereby closed.
You had a speaker, though.
I'm sorry. I didn't see. Acted too fast.
Mr. Commissioner and rest of the commission. My name is Vernon Merritt from the Eastern Shore, Chincoteague, Virginia. And I think the unattended fishing law is good. Only thing I think it should be included, no anchoring of nets, because the issue is you got a handful of people anchor up along the beach, and then you got 15, 20 head. Once the net's in there anchored, he's there. It's for spot fishing in the fall. That's where they're at, right on the beach. And you got one or two people taking the whole beach up, and it leaves everybody out. But I think what needs to be included is no anchoring of the net, not just unattended. It shouldn't be anchored there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I can ask Mr. Merritt a question.
Mr. Merritt, come back to the voting, please.
Mr. Merritt, are you drop netting and just using chain to weight your net down when you run it out, or what are you doing?
I say for within that 500 yards, no chain, no anchor, no nothing. That's what I think should be. Because what you have people go in there and anchor them and just anchor their boat up and sit there with them. I think it should be like we always have done, is just drift along the beach. That way everybody has a chance to catch the fish.
Is this conflict a recent phenomenon? That is the conflict between the
pretty much
anchor nets
the last,
and the drift
last couple years. In the fall, if everybody knows, you get a lot of northeasters in the fall. Up there where we're at, we have a small stretch of beach, probably a mile and a quarter, mile and a half, in a northeastern. That's the only place you can fish. And up until the last couple years ago, I've seen as high as 20 boats in there drifting. Until a couple years ago, a couple fellas started anchoring there. And then last year, one fella anchored the whole beach up, and that eliminated everybody. What I think is important is what should be passed that will benefit the most people instead of leaving it like it is and letting my anchor up there and just benefit a few. But like I said, I think it should be included. It should be no anchors on the nets at all, not just unattended. I think it should be no anchors allowed at all within that 500 yards.
Anybody else have any questions? Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
My name is Danny Bowden, and I'm from the Eastern Shore of Virginia also, Chincoteague to be exact. Gentlemen of the commission, I agree with Mr. Merritt and what he said here. This phenomenon of recent years has come about here, and it's caused some personal conflicts as well as professional conflicts here. Virginia itself most people look at wind and sea water and they think everything's the same, and it's not so. This little bit of environment here, this almost, I won't call it intertidal zone, but the inner surf zone is where it's at. Okay, the nature of some species of fish, spot particularly when they're doing the fall migration, is to hug this beach here. Okay, there was a time when, I'm assuming by choice, my forefathers as well as older people in the fishery, they went there and the fishing itself was done, you might say, on a temporary basis. In other words, you're drifting there, dropping your nets, you're done for the day, that's it. All of a sudden, someone gets a little greedier, perhaps. They come along, decide they're going to anchor it up, and it's to the detriment of everybody. And the detriment is not just because they're catching more, but they're denying you a place to go, and also what is, gets me, and this is a moral issue, is the loss that occurs, the waste. When you have fish in a net, in a place like this, they're subject to wave action there, and also being near the beach, the sand itself, the coarseness of it. That will take the combination of those two things. That stuff that's been in the net overnight is not going to be of a marketable nature here. You're going to have a lot of loss, what we refer to as wash. In other words, the color goes out of the gills itself. Those fish can't be sold. They are discarded here. That's what gets me as the moral thing here. Also, we have other species which come along which will fall prey to this. And what happens, they are not of a marketable size. And one species that gets me is really is a black drum. This is not a day-to-day thing. It normally occurs generally towards the end of the spot run we have here. In fact, when you're in the coastal bays and you see this, you can think, well, we've only got 7 more days left or a week, whatever. Okay? If you're fishing, dropping your nets, and even anchoring up on the inside here, those fish can survive overnight. But along the ocean front, coupled with the effects of the ocean itself and the sand being churned up, you end up having some loss of a species which right then has no economic value, but in the future has quite a bit. And I mean, that really does stick into me, because I mean, I like a drumfish platter as well as the next person. So I was hoping that the commission would see fit to act on this in a positive way, that not only it would benefit all people involved in this fishery on an even scale, but also we're our own worst enemies at times, folks, really we are, and that cut down to this waste here, which sooner or later is going to end up on the beach, and someone's going to see it and going to raise ruckus over it, and it does put us in a bad light. So I guess what we're saying is to help us as a whole take and, well, keep us on the straight course, so to speak, or some other people involved in this fishery. And I'll say this, and Mr. Bowman, you've got to respect this also as a former law enforcement officer. There was a time we would take care of this ourselves. We really would have, in other words. But we're all here because we subscribe to the rule of law. And that's hoping that you will take that consideration and take a vote to enact this regulation. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Biden. Edward R. Lentz, Jr. up at Snow Hill, Maryland. I fish around this same area, too, with these fellows. I want to just let you know that I do agree with each one of these gentlemen just spoke. That's all I have to say.
Anybody else? If there's nobody else who wants to speak, declare the public hearing closed.
Mr. Grist?
With the public comment, we would like to amend our language a slight bit. For subsection E15, where it would read, from June 1 through October 15, it shall be unlawful for any person to place any anchored, weighted, or unattended gill net within 500 yards of the mean high water mark on the ocean side of Northampton and Accomack counties north of a line beginning at the southernmost point of Smith Island.
Well, let's see. I've amended that. Carl, is there any problem from a legal perspective with responding?
Let's see. I do have an answer for you, but you're going to have to answer the my advice here. A regulation may be adopted in the form in which it was filed or as amended at the public hearing, provided the amendments do not alter the primary purpose of the regulation.
It doesn't.
And if you take a look at the notice, and you have to make your own determination.
No. Okay.
Does anybody in the audience have anything, any problem with what was just said as far as the amendment, what he had to say? Okay. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Bowden, or is it Bowden?
I was the original one who brought it in front of the commission for discussion.
Okay.
And that was our original intent, was Anchor Gillnet. It just got changed, I guess, in the writing, and I never caught up with it. You know, there is a conflict issue, and it's also a recreational conflict issue, not just a commercial, because you have beach surf fishermen, too. And the problem I have is so much waste. We have Young of the Year coming down, Black Drum, toward the end of September, where they're totally wasted. You have croakers and bluefish and stuff, which do not carry well, that are totally wasted regardless. Plus, you know, spot is a fish that can stand a lot more than most fish, but it can't stand sand in its gills. So I think this is something that needs to be addressed, and I'd like to make a motion that we adopt staff recommendation as amended.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tanker. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.
Mr. Griss.
Mr. Joe.
One quick thing.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to pass this out on the Black Drum tournament and management that the Marine Resources is doing with the Chamber of Commerce. If you would just give us a few minutes on what we're doing as a commission on the Black Drum.
Yes, sir. Last year was our first year partnering up with the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce for their Black Drum tournament, which was then designated the first annual world championship for Black Drum. Was a complete success. We had about 40 samples of Black Drum brought in from various sizes. Fish up to age 65 were captured during the tournament. Only had one refusal from an angler to actually work up this fish. This year, we are partnering up again with the Chamber of Commerce. We will staff it. We will be working up all fish that are brought in from all anglers this year as a requirement of the committee checking. And we're just working directly with Mr. Holland and the tournament committee to help them out in any way we can to get them data. There's also going to be now a release category promoting the Virginia Game Fish Tagging Program in addition, since this is a conservation-minded tournament that the chamber is putting forward.
Sounds good. Glad to see
Thank you. Things
like that work out, Mr. Holland.
Well.
Next item on the agenda pertaining to black sea bass, 2008 commercial fishery measures. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is a public hearing for sea bass to set the quotas and to address the transfer provision. The coastwide quota for sea bass this year is 4.2 million pounds. That is a reduction from last year. After the research set aside, Virginia's 20% portion is just over 405,000 pounds. That is divided in our fishery between the directed, the bycatch, and the hardship fishery. Additionally, staff is